Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who put on fine clothing and live in luxury live like kings. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it's written, 'See, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And all the people who heard this, including the tax collectors, acknowledged the justice of God, because they had been baptized with John's baptism. But by refusing to be baptized by him, the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected God's purpose for themselves. Brothers and sisters, in this text, which is about John the Baptist and the beginning of Jesus' preaching, we hear two important things. The first concerns John the Baptist himself. We may use to the idea that John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord. But we need to put it in this context. What Jesus says is quite amazing. He says that John the Baptist, yes, he's a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. What does that mean? It means that there are people who show the way to the Lord by speaking like him and doing like him. The reason for John the Baptist to be singled out, to be more important than the important people in Israel, is that he was already, in a certain way, talking about the kingdom of God. He was already speaking to the poor. He was already addressing his message to everybody without exception, including the tax collectors. The tax collectors are sinners, people are rejected. And I speak from South Africa. We live in a country with many poor people, many criminals, many people who are worth nothing, many people who are abused. What John the Baptist had started to do is to have a message for them. And when we look at the beginning of the same chapter, chapter Luke, we see that that's exactly what Jesus did. He had a message, he had something. For instance, the Roman centurion was not even a Jew at all. He had something for the widow of Nain who had lost her son, and for people who were sick, and people who were mad. He had something for everybody. Now, the second message we have here, it's even more striking. It says that if John the Baptist was the greatest of all, he was more than a prophet. Anybody who follows Jesus is greater than John the Baptist himself. Anybody, which means us, any of us, if we understand and follow the message of Jesus, which is that there is a good news, there's a kingdom of God for everybody. The news is that the poorest, the most ridiculous person among us, those with nothing to show up, those are part of the kingdom of God. And that's what says the last part of this passage, is that all the people who heard this, including the tax collectors, and the tax collectors designates all the people who should normally be excluded from salvation, acknowledge the justice of God. And I would like to leave you with this note. What is the justice of God? We need to understand that the good news, which is the gospel, which is the message of Jesus, is the same thing as the justice of God. And that's a fantastic message. It means that we can expect from God that he will render justice to all. Amen.